You know how Goofy and Pluto are both dogs?
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, are they? So, yeah.
Are they?
Kind of. They've got that dog nose. They got the dog ears.
They're clearly both dogs, but
well, Pluto, yes. I've never...
What do you think Goofy is? You think they just created a new kind of animal for Goofy to be?
Doesn't have to be an animal. It's an animated thing. He's a cow, Great Dane crossbreed.
No, they have a cow. It's Clarabelle.
Well, that's true. You're not Clarabelle. Checks out. Checks out.
I was wondering if anyone's ever done like a parody where it's like Planet of the Apes, but it's Planet of the Dogs, and it's Goofy, and all the Plutos are intelligent. And it's like, we're the same thing. That's my Goofy voice. Oh, jeez, guys.
Oh, I feel pretty goofy over here.
Oh, I'm a big old goof.
Yo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo.
My neighbor's a cat. My Goofy is just... My Goofy is Tom Cullen.
This may appear to be only monkey business, but in reality, it's very serious, ladies.
Zero Issues Comic Podcast.
Zero Issues.
Zero Issues Comic Podcast.
Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Kyle.
I'm Brian.
I am Merc.
Hey, we're all doing our professional radio voices.
Hey! Hey, everybody! Come on down to the used car lot. No, don't come down to the used car
lot.
Yeah.
Yahoo! Mm-hmm. I was going to say, was that writing our names down for like a tally thing?
Yeah.
Was it a tally of regrets? Because you're going to need a bigger page.
I'll need a full page.
No. Oh, you're going to need a big book.
No, this is, let's just jump into this now. This is the warm-up.
Woo! What, no news?
Oh, wait, shit, yeah. Let's not jump into this now.
Hey, here's the news.
Current Zero News Flash.
News!
All right, so some comics retailers, Dennis Barger, Christina Blanche, and Jen King are creating something called Helping Comic Retailers with Issues. Oh, I see. which is going to be a charity to help comic shops financially, whoever apply for assistance for it, because comic shops are having a rough time, and I can see your faces. No one at home can see your faces. Comic shops are apparently having a rough time even keeping their doors open, and they're trying to, like, help them out when they can.
You know what? I should have more sympathy.
Yeah.
It all depends on how they do it. There's parameters and stuff. And
so they're basically taking donations and auction items and stuff to raise money to sort of help shops that are struggling. The ones that apply for assistance, it's totally optional. You know, basically comic shops being kind of like hubs for the community and comics readership growth and stuff like that, theoretically. You know, and I can see that the first thing is like, okay, it's like a store and the store needs like a charity to help stores stay in business.
There is a catch.
Yeah, the thing is, if you think about it, it's like, you know, yeah, like it legitimately, they do serve a purpose, and it's
not like it's a bank that needs a
Exactly, and I see the need for it, and it's very sad that there's a need for it, because like Disney and Warner Brothers own the two biggest comic publishers, and the comics industry is in not good shape. Like, it's in dire straits to the point where, like, comics retailers need financial assistance to stay in business. This is... The direct market is, you know, it's not in a good way. It's really rough. No.
But it's a changing market of, like, going to digital. And there's a lot of factors involved. It's not just something's wrong and it's...
Yeah.
Not to downplay it, but it's...
Something's wrong. It's Diamond Distributing.
That's part of it.
But, like... If the bottom falls out, then the rest is not far off.
Yeah.
The rest of what?
Like, you know, the stuff that makes a lot of money. If they don't have to mine story ideas then it could get really bad.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So it's, you know, just one of those things I read about and I'm like, what? This is crazy. And then it got me thinking, it's like, oh, this is not a great sign.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, I good shops need assistance, great. I mean, I would prefer if the entire comics market would sort of have a little bit of a wake-up call, and if they could try to sort of... I don't know what the answer is. I couldn't tell you what the answer is.
I don't know what their answer is either. It's...
But the fact that it's in that kind of a situation is not great news. Mm-hmm. Beyond that, Hasbro is suing DC over trademarks for the name Bumblebee. DC, there's a DC character, like a Teen Titans character, right?
Yep.
Called Bumblebee, created in 1977. Transformers has their character Bumblebee. Obviously, Transformers started in the early 80s. Mm-hmm. However, and Bumblebee sort of heavily used in like the Superhero Girls merchandise.
Yep.
So it's over the toy aisles. However, distinctly possible that DC did not file for actual proper trademark.
Oh, really?
Registration. It's happened before because, from what I've read anyway, the old DC logo, that DC shoe company with, like, kind of the bullet with the stars. Yeah, I think they screwed up there, too, where, like, a shoe company was able to snag their name and logo, effectively, because they did not file for trademark. And I repeat again, owned by Warner Brothers.
But at the same time, like, that company existed beforehand.
Yeah.
It would have been their responsibility to register.
It's like, actually super funny because Transformers has a long history of not trademarking their character names and having to change character names.
Yeah.
Like Shockwave was Shock Blast for a number of years.
Target Shock Blast! Take him out!
Hey, Shock Blast!
Shock Blast is a bad shot.
Hey, Shock Blast!
Hey, Shock Blast!
Is that why, like, Bumblebee was called Goldbug for a while, too?
No, that was just they wanted to make the character new again. So he's like a gold bug.
Yeah. Yeah.
The cup was like a shit piece.
So, anyway, yeah.
To me, anyway, it's just how those little niggling legal issues can sort of become an it. Yeah, like, it's just like a character that exists before another character called the same thing. You'd be like, oh, well, they had it first.
Mm.
Nah, legally... You gotta...
Well, there's Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
That's the ultimate example of that.
Yeah, absolutely. That's... Keeps on happening.
Yeah, Shazam.
And as far as news goes...
Just mail your stuff to yourself.
Yeah, that's all you need to do.
It works every time.
I mail all of my stuff directly to DC.
Take him out!
The only thing I have, and it really, like, we're super late in bringing this up, but I'll bring it up anyway. Toby Hooper died.
Oh, yeah.
Who's, the director of Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Salem's Lot, Billy Idol's Dancing With Myself video.
Wasn't he Poltergeist? Did he do Poltergeist?
No.
Who did Poltergeist?
I don't
Toby think. Huss.
Oh.
I don't think that was
from
him.
King of the Hill and Seinfeld. He's the Wiz.
He did an Equalizer episode. It was the good one.
Oh, the one? Oh, okay, cool.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2, which I love.
I have not seen that.
I saw it when I was a kid. There's a lot of really goofy humor in it.
Okay.
And it's bizarre. It's really weird. It's very different than the first one.
Yo, what up?
Oh, is he?
Yeah, Poltergeist friends.
Oh, I missed it.
Poltergeist motherfucker.
But yeah, it also... I know this is not really comics, but it does stem into comics a bit, because there were Texas Chainsaw Massacre comics. There was, like, Jason versus Leatherface, and there was some Leatherface comics such. But, yeah. Just wanted to bring that up.
There's, like, a long-running series about Matthew McConaughey's character in whatever Texas Chainsaw Massacre movie that was. Ran for, like, 200 issues, yeah.
Really?
No!
No? I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm like, am I missing something?
Not at all.
Okay. Yeah.
Welcome to the warm-up!
Alright, so we're gonna try something new. We're gonna try a new game.
Yeah!
Do you know Password? Do you know that
vaguely,
game?
Vaguely.
Okay, so the point...
Cable guy, right?
This is weird because it's usually do with more with teams, like one team versus another team.
Okay.
But there's only three of us.
It's us
and
versus
I,
Entropy.
I came up with all the password names, so I can't play, but I can just... It'll be the two of you versus each other, kind of. So, basically, one person will draw a word out of the hat, and it'll be, like, comic book related in some way, shape, or form.
So, it's basically like Taboo, where we just can't say the word, but we can...
But you only say one word.
Right.
You can only describe things with one word. Like, if you're trying to say, like, beer, bottle, glass,
oh, okay, brew. Right.
Like, yeah. You can't say stream of things.
Yeah.
No motioning, no pointing, nothing of that sort.
You have to guess what the word is.
But yeah, that person has to give the other person the clues, one-word clues, in order to guess what it is. But then I was thinking, like, how do I score this? Because it's usually, like, you're a team and you get however many you can.
Right.
Versus the other team, I guess, is however many they can. So you're against each other. I thought, oh, it'll be the person who guesses what it is, but that doesn't work because then the other person could just screw around and just give them shit.
We wouldn't do that.
Shit clues the whole time. So it's going to be... Not that the other person couldn't screw the other person over as well, but it's a little bit.
Look, I'm not at all concerned about
whoever gave the clues.
Yeah.
Whoever gave the clues gets the points.
Okay.
And if you have to pass, you can pass.
Okay.
If there's absolutely no way.
Okay.
Either of you can just be like, pass.
So if you're good at giving clues, you get a point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we'll do one back and forth. So you do one, then you'll pick it, then you'll pick it, then you'll pick it, and go back and forth. And I'll set a timer of 3 minutes, and we'll see how many...
Just total for the entire thing.
Yes.
So we're just rapid fire.
So it'll
fire.
Be like start, it'll be rapid fire.
So you can say anything except what the actual word is.
Or variations of that word.
Okay.
If, say, if it was Magneto, you can't be like, Magnetic, Magneter. You know, you can't do that sort of stuff.
He's so Magneter.
And ready, do you want to start? So you'll pull out.
Bro, I'm ready for this.
Yeah. So you'll pull first. And get him to guess what it is.
Absolutely.
And go.
Okay.
Some are harder than others.
Yeah, yeah. Like, if it's a person, can you say, like, alter ego or anything like that?
You can only use one word.
Batman.
After he says...
Can you just, like, keep saying words?
Oh, yeah, you keep going. You keep saying words.
Don't just keep saying Batman, either.
Vulture.
Michael Keaton. Whatever. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
You're at 40 seconds already.
I'm
going to go to 5 minutes, because this will be...
Okay.
Actor. Batman. Melty.
Val Kilmer? Melty.
Shapes. Perlman.
Batman, Perlman, Shapes.
Morphe.
You can pass and just jump.
You remember her
time. I'm gonna keep going. No, I was gonna say Play-Doh.
And Clayface?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. All right. That was dumb. That was me. Inventor.
Reed Richards. Tio Moro.
Riverdale.
Dilton.
Yeah. Could have gone quicker there.
Insults.
Reggie.
Real. Actor.
Oh.
Battle.
Battle. Insults.
Mean.
Oh, I know what it is.
Comic. Cameo. Bald. Old. Dead. Oh, Jesus Christ.
No, it's not Jesus Christ.
Hateful.
Yeah, no, I know. It's Rickles.
Yeah, it's the Rickster.
The Rickster.
It's the Rickler.
Alright. Oh, God. Fast.
The Flash?
Yellow.
Impulse. Now I'm screwing with you. Kid Flash? Reverse Flash?
Marvel.
Yellow, fast, Marvel. Marvel's got, like, Quicksilver.
Old.
No, The Wizard.
Yeah!
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay. Orange, brown, earth, Terra.
Not Terra. Geoforce.
Orange brown.
It's pretty bad. Oh, alien change.
Martian Manhunter?
Chin.
Skrulls. Guardians. Dad.
Yondu. Oh, Jason? Ego?
Baywatch.
Oh, yeah, Hasselhoff. Hoff. Hoffing it up. Ugh. Wings.
Angel? Hawkman?
Yeah, it's Hawkman. Yeah, the next one was going to be the worst.
Useless. baseball.
Yamcha? Todd McFarlane.
It's Todd McFarlane.
Oh,
1 minute left.
Lang.
Lana?
Liberace.
Michael Douglas.
No.
Michael whatever.
Lang.
Scott Lang? Hank Pym?
Well, we can give it to him.
Yeah, you said Scott. It's
I have written Scott.
Scott. Scott.
Seconds.
Evil witch villain darling.
Oh, Enchantress. Pecan.
Pecans.
Oh boy, 10 seconds.
10 seconds.
Green, small, force. Take him up.
Yoda?
Dagobah. That's 5.
Does Dagobah count? Am I allowed to say Dagobah?
That's one
that's
word.
One word.
Yeah, it's true.
Green force, small Dagobah.
Bri won by one.
Oh.
It's just a matter of how fast
you yeah, that's it.
I should have just...
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Like, you can always screw the other person up.
All right. Well, that was fun. Put him back in there.
I like that. Yeah, sure. It was a good time.
Scat.
So long.
Scat. I wrote that down. I was like, I crossed it out. I was like, no. Scat. S-C-A-A-A-A-W-T. Scat.
What's Hank Pym's favorite music?
Scat.
What the f***?
Hey, welcome to the main topic. That's not the beginning of it. Hey, welcome to the main topic. This week we are, you know, school's back in session. For nerds. Am I right? Am I right, guys? All right, high five.
Woo! Yeah. Doing your homework.
Ooh. All right.
We just never high five each other.
God, yeah. Self high five. We're the terrible sitcom with Rob Schneider and someone else.
Rob Schneider is a Wall Street executive with everything going for him. Only problem is, he's about to become a carrot.
I'm a carrot.
Anyone else?
Some poor soul who's got to spend time with Rob Schneider.
Dear Lord, Rob Schneider's wife.
Oh.
We're talking.
There's no way, though, right? There's no way.
There's no way. What?
Rob Schneider have a wife?
Yeah.
Oh no, no.
Yeah, she's on his sitcom. Really wrong.
No.
Real Rob?
His kids. His daughter's a singer.
I don't agree.
He's a pretty nice guy.
Yeah.
I disagree.
Anyways, what's the topic?
The topic is teen teams.
Teen teams.
You gotta hit that N, gotta hit that M. Teen. Teams.
You got them teams. With teens.
Yeah, what about them?
Oh, just like, what do you think of them?
All right.
I hate them.
They never really, like, they don't really act like teenagers a lot, do they?
Yeah, it depends on...
Or is it that the adults in comics who start as teenagers never really mature into adults? Like, they're still having hissy fits and, like, fighting and weird hookups and stuff. It's like, you guys, you're adults. Just get your
together.
Get your together.
For God's sakes, Peter.
Just be time.
You've been a teenager for 40 years.
Yeah.
55, but who's counting?
All right, so, the image to go along with this is going to be that Steve Buscemi with the backwards cap and the skateboard.
A little Spider-Man costume under the shirt, yeah.
Just a wrinkly Andrew Garfield.
Fantastic. Going back, what is the first, would the original Teen Titans be the original, first one? Was it Bob Haney? I think wrote a lot of the original.
That sounds right.
There's a lot of, like, I've read some stuff, there's some write-ups, and I've read some issues and stuff where it had, like, really, like, slangy, but, like, very a middle-aged man in, like, the 50s and 60s made-up slang.
It's always the most awkward thing of, like, trying to make how they talk. Like, oh, it's so hip, and, like, oh, it's just so forced.
But that's the thing, like, teen language evolves really, really quickly. So even if you write, if you've got it dead on, like, to the day when these are the words that they're using.
Yeah.
In a year, it's going to look dated. And in 10 years, it's going to look freaking ridiculous.
And generally, by the time, it's generally not teenagers writing it. So by the time somebody who's not a teenager actually understands how to write teenage dialogue, it's already kind of... It's been on TV shows and whatever by then. And it's like, it's not at all how they're talking.
They're picking up their slang from Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Aqualad keeps saying Bazinga. You know, because of all the teen characters on Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
They've got this new character. He's a teen and he's an obnoxious nerd.
Boy, I can't wait to never watch that show.
Did I mention Bazinga?
Which is why I hate teen books a lot of the... teen characters a lot of the time. Because it just... It seems like it's like, oh, we're going to reach the teen audience. And you're like, you know, you're not. You're not at all.
Hashtag kill yourself.
Yeah. So teen stock.
Hashtag big dicks.
Yeah. What was your... Because I feel like there's a couple of ways... mine was Young Justice...
Yeah.
Like a
and that was
teenager.
That was a good one,
that was
right?
A good show.
I enjoyed it.
Well, it was a good
comic.
Oh, the comic?
The comic. It had like.
It was Robin, Superboy, and Impulse, right?
Yeah. And Wonder Girl, Arrowette, Secret, who everyone's forgotten about.
Shh.
They had a few other characters that joined up over time, which I enjoyed because it didn't take itself very seriously and it just had some fun. It had sort of a youthful energy to it. But it did have a lot of like. I found, like, there's moments where, like, they don't know what it's like to be a teen. It's like, yes, because that's what teenagers were always saying. It's like, they don't know what it's like to be, like, oh, the teen experience is very...
I've got a lot of emotions, and also crime fighting.
Those adults don't understand how it is to be a teen.
They just don't understand me. Yeah. Batman.
You
can I borrow the Batmobile? You suck.
All right, they'll be back before sunup.
Ugh.
Tim's been out. It's 2 p.m. Where could he be? Bruce Wayne is in the Batman costume, but also wearing a bathrobe over it and just clutching at it.
I've been waiting for hours. I was battling ninjas. Those are excuses.
Where were you, Tim? At school? Oh, you know how I feel about school.
Oh, yeah, because Batman never went to school. Yeah.
No.
Alfred could teach you anything you need to know.
Yeah, that's true. I believe it. Well, what about you? What, teen books would you... Did you read any teen books?
You know what? Like, and a lot of them were... I did read Teen Titans, and there were parts of Teen Titans.
Yeah.
Like we were talking about last episode, where you have certain arcs and certain storylines and certain writers and whatever, and those are good, and then it evolves into something else and whatever. And I guess some of them can become dated, but there were some Teen Titans stuff that I enjoyed.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of the stuff with Terra and Deathstroke and...
Of course. That's like...
Beast Boy and all that.
Still the main story that ever... If you ever think of Teen Titans, that's still the first thing.
Yeah. And that was the... I remember reading that originally going, this is actually quite good.
Yeah.
And then later on,
I love that character.
New Warriors.
Later on...
Oh, yeah, New Warriors.
New Warriors, which was such... It was so bad, but it was good at the same time, and
Let me ask you something. I've never read an issue of New Warriors. I never will.
No.
I never will. Tell me about New Warriors.
It's just...
Tell me a story about the New Warriors.
Really, to me, it seemed like, here's a bunch of new-esque characters that were just kind of tossed in.
These aren't your grandma's warriors.
Which, at the time, like, Marvel didn't have a ton of new characters, like, at this point. Like, it was just, they've just been using the same ones. So then it was like, oh, you know what? Like, not that Namorita was,
yeah,
like, a totally new character, but she was never really used. It was like, okay, here's a new...
Speedball existed prior.
Yeah, but then just not really used anywhere. Like, sure. Okay, let's just put them all together and just have a new team. So it's not like I'm not reading the Avengers, I'm not reading the X-Men, I'm reading something new. So yeah. it was fun and whatever. And I look back on it now and I'm like, it's actually horrible. But
I enjoyed it at the time. It could have been good.
I enjoyed it at the time. And I knew it was kind of schmaltzy at that point, but I was like, yeah, well, it's fun. It was more of just a fun book.
Right.
Well, it's sort of weird that, like, every time they do a teen book now, it's always like, these are sidekicks or these are kid versions of the big characters.
Yeah.
Like, you know, even Young Avengers.
Yeah.
Right. It's
like, though, these are all, like, clearly, there's not an original idea in the mix.
But you know what? That original Young Avengers, when that first came out...
Oh, it was super
that
good.
That was super good.
Yeah. Because, like, you know, the Avengers show up in, like, issue three or four, and they're like, hey, don't avenge. Yeah. Oh, you guys better not avenge. Anyway, we're Captain America and Iron Man, and we're hugging, and we're flying away.
Yeah.
That ruled. Hugging!
We're going to be friends forever.
It'll never go bad.
No. Mm. Not even once. Cut to giant corpse.
Oh, God.
How did it go so bad? We were hugging.
So quickly.
But
that was done really well. And then there's the Champions, which has been done now.
The newer one.
Which I picked up for the first few issues. They lost me at Gwenpool. But I'm like, oh, you're just putting this in just for the sake of its Gwenpool. But it was, like, and it's done, it's lighthearted.
Bazinga!
And it's meant to be that sort of thing, but it's
bazinging all over the damn place.
Yeah.
Like,
I enjoyed the Nova character, like, I didn't think I would, but I was picking up the Nova book.
Yeah, because you're all about that deck.
Yeah.
What? Richard Rider.
Yeah.
Dick Rider! Nova.
It was Little Dick, it was his kid.
Yeah, I know, but, like, normally you're like,
yeah.
So that makes him Big Dick?
He's Big Dick.
Yeah.
So he's Little Dick.
Oh.
Yeah, Little Dicks!
Oh, God. The sort of the pitch on that one was kind of the idea that they kind of got tired of the Avengers crap.
Yeah.
Because...
Which was actually interesting. Because
the Avengers have been, like, just nonstop fighting each other for, like, 10 years. It's just getting irritating. And they're like, yeah, no,
There's villains over here.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do this on our own. And, yeah, it was largely Ms. Marvel that was kind of heading up the group. And
yeah.
And then it was interesting interplay for a little bit. And I just got so pissed off at Gwenpool. I was like, I saw her on the cover. I'm like, I'm not even buying it.
Synergy, baby!
Yeah.
But that's what I liked, the idea of it in that regard. Yeah, and that's usually what I like about the younger teams is that you can sort of, you know, they're more...
They do often say, like, hey, you adults are being dumb, we're going to actually do something.
Exactly.
And, the teen teams are proactive.
And they're optimistic.
And they use proactive.
Yeah.
Pimples.
But me, that like super more optimistic pimples. And not so like mired in you know, these complex things, which I mean is that right there kind of gets the spirit right. And I mean, we all, you know, I remember Hope. It was nice.
Oh, she had a team of teens too. The Five Lights.
Yeah. So I kind of like
were,
that
there
aspect.
Were Five Lights, right?
Yeah.
Four Lights? Five Lights?
Yeah. Oh! Fortnite!
Thank you.
I think they serve an important purpose there, where you know, they can be sort of the pure...
Kind there's of a balance to
pure it. Pure heroes, because they're sort of, like, again, like, being young, you sort of become more aware of the world around you, but you're not really...
You don't know all the complexities of it, and you're just like, well, this is good, this is bad, I'm going to do good.
Exactly, but you're not also not, like, caught in it to the same degree, you know what I mean? There's a bit of a divide there.
Yep.
So you can you can see what injustices there are in the world, and you can understand them, you're not really, you know.
Because you're a teen and you totally understand.
You totally understand everything.
I know everything by the time maybe I'm 16.
Maybe don't understand it in the most, you know, deep way, but at the same time, you understand it enough, but you're not sort of like in the system, as it were. So you, you know, maybe feel like that's, you can come at it from that place. And I think the those characters work really well when they're done right in that regard. Maybe naive, but also trying to do the right thing.
Don't say that. Never say that. Goonies never say die.
I like it when they grow up.
That's always an interesting bit.
Yeah. Well,
like especially, like you always think of the Teen Titans and like Nightwing and that.
Yep.
Growing up and getting a better costume. And
yeah.
Well, I mean, not always.
You love that disco collar. What up? Check out my chest.
I have a strange spot for that costume.
Yeah.
I like to wear it.
That is a strange, that is a strange spot. It's the bedroom.
And my wife loves it.
Check me out on medium dicks.
Come to think of it, my first TNT might have been actually Generation X.
I like that prior. Where it was like, let's take this, like, the X-Men and sort of franchise it out. It was almost like,
yeah.
Because it was, well, okay, this isn't New York, this isn't the mansion, this is a different place. We're gonna, because this mansion keeps getting destroyed, why do we have children there?
Yeah.
Let's put wasn't this up. It at the mansion?
But there's always no, like, it was in Massachusetts.
Was it? Right.
Massachusetts Academy.
Right. Taxitusetts.
I liked that because it was completely new characters and interesting
characters. Jubilee.
Well, yeah. For the most part, it was, but it was like all these new characters that were like, these are actually cool stuff. And that was Chris Bacalo. That was the first time I had ever seen Bacalo's stuff. And I'm like, this is f-ing gorgeous.
You sort of saw his style evolve over that book. Yeah, like when it first started, it was very different looking. Yeah. I liked it too, but it's sort of like, he got a little more like weirder and looser and kind of like, and it on the road, he's sort of what he's doing now, which I love.
Yeah.
That was a fun trip.
I remember it getting to that point where they did the whatever era of the apocalypse or whatever thing.
Age of Apocalypse. And
the crossover. And
it was Colossus and Kitty with
His drawing at that point, that was when I was like, okay, now you have a look and it's gorgeous.
Yeah.
It was just, that was awesome.
Whenever he's on X-Men anything. Well, I mean, whenever he does anything.
Oh, yeah.
But I mean, I just love it whenever he's on X-Men anything.
Yeah.
Kind of my first one there. And I love it when, you know, it seems like sometimes they have like X-Men team books pretty regularly. But there's eras where they kind of seem to forget.
Yeah.
It's like, this is a school. Well, so maybe you don't have a bunch of like 30-year-olds hanging around.
That's creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah, Gambit.
Yeah. Like, you know, be a school.
Call me Blanche.
Yeah. There was there was a Teen Titans book in, like, the 90s. But it was, like, I think it was, had, like, the Atom, like...
Okay, see,
and there was, like, Argent and Risk.
I remember new characters. Almost like a character profile breakdown thing of this in Wizard.
Yeah.
That's the only exposure I've ever had to
me
this.
Me too. That's like I never actually read the comic. Like
four issues or what?
No, that was nothing. That was almost nothing. I just remember, they were trying to build up this thing, and I remember even then being like, I like Generation X, and I guess Young Justice would come in soon. And it's like, I like all these characters. I read that and like, no,
no, thank you.
I'm not buying that.
You like the name of this old thing? Well, let's throw a bunch of new guys in there. Yeah. See if you like it then.
You don't.
It's the 90s. We're gonna wreck it.
Yeah. It's way too easy, like, along those lines, like, way too easy for, you know, to go wrong with the teenager team sometimes. You're just trying to be like, oh, we're being hip and edgy with these teens.
Yeah, well, but it's that automatic direction that they feel they have to go.
Yeah.
When it's like, you know what? Like, they're just young people. You can just write them as young people.
Yeah.
It's all right. They might have certain issues that might be different than an adult, but you can bring that up in an intelligent way.
Yeah.
Or just use slang, and that works too. Sure.
I feel angry. I feel angry at youth, which is weird because it's not even youth's fault. It's older people trying to emulate youth. We're the monsters.
As I was making notes for this, I was like, for some reason, I had the idea of comic strip character kids.
Okay.
Teaming up and making their own team book. Some of them would have grown up. So like, if Calvin and Hobbes teamed up with like
some of the
Charlie Brown kids.
Oh, they've done that in Weapon Brown.
What?
You know, have you heard of Weapon Brown?
Obviously not.
It's like a post-apocalyptic...
Did you see my reaction? What?
It's a post-apocalyptic Charlie Brown, where he's like...
I'm loving this already.
He's wandering the wasteland, and like one of his adversaries is like this other dude who's clearly Calvin, who has a tiger.
Yeah.
And it's a weird thing. Look up Weapon Brown.
Well,
like a webcomic thing or something, or
I think it kind of predates webcomics.
Really?
It's like a zine sort of thing.
Interesting.
But it's like he's got his dog Snoop and his.
Yeah.
It's
well, that's yeah. Like I wasn't thinking that specific for like apocalyptic.
Now where does Pud fit in?
Who?
Yeah, forget it.
We have covered this.
I had like Cookie, who's Blondie and Dagwood's kid.
Oh no! Weapon Brown, 2002 comic book published by Death Ray Graphics. So it's a thing. Okay,
it's an actual published.
It's a real thing.
Yeah.
How do they do that? I guess it's satirical.
They're careful about what they call them.
The Weapon Brown character and story first appeared split across four issues in a story called A Peanut Scorned.
Well, I guess parody actually is
a sequel graphic novel. Yeah. Blockhead's War was published online between 2007 and
2012. Okay. Oh my god.
Oh, that looks great.
My god.
I'm so into it.
Yeah.
Oh my god. It's the Life LDS most beautiful thing.
Yeah. It's stories include A Peanut Scorned, A Weapon Brown Christmas, It's the Great Pumpkin Weapon Brown, It's the Easter Mongrel Weapon Brown, and Blockhead's War. Yeah, just wanted to get that out there. God, I just want to read this.
Yeah.
Schroeder, Peppermint Patty, Franklin. God, I'm so into it.
Love this episode about
Shermie.
Yeah.
Really? Shermie? Okay.
Yeah.
Who's your least favorite?
Like, team?
All of them.
Who's your least favorite? Any of Gen 13? Because
I don't know Gen 13 at all.
Me neither.
Yeah.
They're the 13th generation of superheroes. Mm-hmm. That's their thing.
Sounds like a great premise.
And they all got butts.
Yeah.
Boy, howdy, do they got butts. Am I right?
There is Jupiter's Legacy and Jupiter's Circle. And I think it does have young adult and teenage, and that's done really well. It's one of the few Mark Miller stuff that I actually
like. I don't think I finished reading Jupiter's Circle.
First one, or is
that's
that the...
that's like the prequel sort of one?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I think Jupiter's Legacy came out first, though.
I can't remember if it was Legacy. Yeah.
Or they did some of Legacy, then Circle, then back to Legacy.
Yeah, whatever it was. Yeah.
They circled back.
Mm-hmm.
Legacy, what's going on?
I have X babies written down.
I've not read a lot of Legion of Superheroes.
I did have Muppet Babies.
Oh, yeah? Muppet Babies as teens?
Well, because I had a whole thing with, like, it was Calvin and Hobbes with some of the characters from Charlie Brown, and Cookie, who is Blondie and Dagwood's kid, who, like, Dagwood just eats all the time. It's like Matter Eater Lass.
Oh.
Just eat stuff. Hamlet, who is Hagar's kid. He's like the Wolverine Berserker. And it versus those, the whole thing is they fight the Nazi kids from Family Circus.
I like that there's like 8 minutes you can chop out and then just go right back into that, because I love that.
Yeah. I think you've got your parody comic.
And then Dennis the Menace is a Nazi defector.
Wait, which Dennis the Menace? Because there's two.
Ah, it's true.
There two?
There's a British Dennis the Menace, completely different character.
Really?
Came out like maybe a year or two removed from the more famous American.
Hmm.
I think it might have actually come out first. But he's like, he's got dark hair.
Yeah.
Red and black shirt. Bit of an evil Calvin, if you will.
Editor's note. Both the British and American versions of Dennis the Menace appeared on the exact same day, March the 12th, 1951. Both were created independently, without any knowledge of the other's existence, and both creators agreed to continue on with each of their characters without any legal action. Although there is a rumor that there was a pit-fighting competition to see which Dennis was truly a menace. The British Dennis trounced the American, leaving him in a pile of soiled, shame-filled trousers. That is, of course, only a rumor.
No, it would be the American. He would be a Nazi defector who joins the resistance. And then whereas Muppet Babies, I was like the guerrilla warfare with the Muppet Babies.
That's what happened to Skeeter's sister.
We like
lost her in the Great War.
Blonde American Dennis the Menace is was the Nazi defector, but then like dark haired British Dennis the Menace, he's been in the resistance the whole time, and nobody even like. It's like, I'm glad we got Dennis on our side. Yeah.
What the fuck? The bloody hell, mate! I'm right here. Been here the whole time.
I've been on the front lines, motherfuckers.
Go on.
I'm gonna go get a pint.
Yeah.
I'm a child.
Give me a double pint. It's English, so it's not really a stretch.
Sippy cup, please. Don't want to spill me brew.
Don't want to spill on the front line.
Spill it on me britches.
Suddenly went all New Zealandish.
Ew.
Yeah. It'll morph over time. Yeah.
This one's for you, Morph.
Uh-huh.
Coming up zero.
The moment of zero. Ooh. Last week, Character Storm.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
No, this is a feel-good game. Cheer up. If you haven't heard this segment before, I'll give the guys a name, and they try to tell me about this character. First up, we've got
the outrageous Gunnerella.
Gunnerella.
Oh, I should have gone with Gunneria. Gunnerella.
The outrageous Gunnerella?
Just gun barrels. Yeah, all over the
I had Jack Kirby on the brain when I came up with all of these titles.
Mm-hmm.
So they've all got superlatives like that.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, she's pretty outrageous.
Completely. I picture...
Is she a bit of a gem?
Well, truly.
Is she truly?
Truly she is.
She's an intergalactic superstar.
Yeah.
And on her costume, she's got like gun barrels sticking out everywhere.
It's just gun costume.
Yeah, it's gun total.
She's got like a dress or something, but it's just guns.
It's just gun barrels.
Could this like, twirl?
This yeah, is yeah.
Drawn by Rob around. Layfield.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. There's at least two pouches.
Yeah.
For the bullets.
For the bullets. You've got to store them somewhere. You got to put your keys somewhere.
But like a totally like what kind of like a, you know, a sexy superstar kind of a character, but just constantly like, you know, over the top violence.
Yeah. She's a bounty hunter.
Oh yeah.
She's a bounty hunter and an intergalactic superstar.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You can be both.
She's high functioning.
Oh yeah. She'll be like doing a show and, but like her mark is there and then she like, you know,
her cybernetic eye is.
Why would you come to the place where, you know, I'm going to.
What a coincidence. The galaxies and all the universe.
Well, I mean, you guys, is a Rob Liefeld comic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Takes him out in the most over-the-top way possible because she's truly outrageous.
She's got knee barrels.
Oh, yeah. Like, everything, like, every sort of accessory is a ridiculous gun.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like it.
All right.
And her pet gun.
Yeah.
Gunny.
Oh, jeez!
It's just a talking gun.
Yeah.
Oh.
There we go. Oh, Gunnerella, we're getting in a real mess this time.
Oh, bang!
And that gun is a coward.
Yeah. Yeah. Next. Just firing blanks.
All right. Brash Bracing and the Lost Commandos.
Brash Bracing and the Lost Commandos.
Yes. It's like a hard-boiled... Oh, you know, you got a bit of a Sergeant Rock thing going on, but they are far from the battle. They invaded the wrong country. Every issue.
Where's the hell are we? One of them's French.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
None of them are French. One of them's just really bad at accents.
He thinks he's... Yeah, every time. They're never in France... But he's like, I can do a perfect, you know, like, a Siberian French accent. And he's just doing a bad French accent.
Welcome to Siberia.
Yeah.
I'm mixing in with the locals. You thought I'm from here.
Gung Hoi Fa Chow, am I right? They say, am I right a lot in France.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's far from the front line. So
they think they're going the right way. They never are.
It's like the Pacific Theater is going on during World War II, and he ends up in Trinidad.
Yeah, constantly.
Yeah.
And they're going to like run afoul of some sort of a scheme. Just it's always with
just the local authorities.
Yeah.
He's a bit of an Inspector Gadget.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
All right. Two more.
The Insatiable Steven.
Or sorry, just Insatiable Steven.
That's a Kirby creation from the Romantic comics?
Yeah.
I don't think I need to say anything more.
Yeah, yeah. He's, comes on very strong.
It's just like 50 panels of him.
Cool. It's just like done as cool. A straight, just a totally straight, like classic romance comic. Like, oh, how am I going to be with Steven? But he's just being just a disgusting pervert. Everyone else is having a straightforward romance comic. He's just being like, hey, the Theos! And they're just like, oh, I wonder if Steven will ever take me to the dance. He's like, I can't wait to see that. Just drooling, just like the biggest creep you can imagine. And everyone else is completely oblivious to it.
Are you masturbating at the table?
I am!
Ooh.
Oh, Steven's always so lost in thought. He's just like...
I don't know why he keeps talking about tossing the salad.
He's so hungry. Maybe I should cook him dinner. Maybe then he'll take me on a real date.
Give me some of that.
Steven, would you pass the salt?
Fuck me!
Oh, God.
Oh, Steven.
You say the darndest thing. Next, please.
Yeah,
next.
One more. Missy Mongoose.
Missy Mongoose?
Missy Mongoose.
It's like Missy Mongoose.
Yeah.
It's a feral mongoose in, like, a dress and a wig.
They keep trying to pass, so it's like a bit of a chicken boo from Animaniacs.
I guess so, yeah. Yeah. Well, it's like they're trying to have a cutesy animal, like talking animal comic, but it's a feral mongoose.
It just keeps eating and
shitting. Yeah, and... yeah. What crazy antics have you gotten into this time, Missy Mongoose? Just like, my eyes!
Bite, 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 bite.
Yeah.
But wearing lots of cute outfits.
Oh, for sure.
And you can get your own in toy form.
Yeah.
It's just a real mongoose they put in a box.
Is it like, maybe, like, it's a zoo, but it's sort of a, you know, you have a bit of a Jellystone Park situation going on. It's like, oh, you got, like, the zookeeper, and you got, like, other talking animals that are talking animals, but Missy Mongoose is just feral beast.
You keep having a new zookeeper.
Look out for Missy Mongoose. She's coming to the picnic, too.
Yeah. And every issue, you have a new zookeeper because she just kills them at the end of it. Or you don't even reference it. It's just a new one every time.
They're all celebrity zookeepers. You know, you got your Kevin James, obviously.
Oh, of course.
Of all to go for two first.
Yeah, zookeeper. Yeah. You know, like that movie, Zookeeper.
Is there?
Oh. Yeah, he talks to animals.
Oh, okay, I don't know that one.
I wanted to believe it wasn't real, but yeah. I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
I know it shouldn't bother me that you're a zookeeper, but... it kind of does.
Really?
Matt Damon. One issue, he buys the zoo.
Yeah, just Matt Damon himself's like, wow, finally. Finally, I did it for real.
What are you talking about? What happened to her? What happened to her?
So, who
are you?
Who am I?
Who are you?
Oh. I'm Kyle. I'm Kyle Lees. Yeah. That's who I am. Why? Who's asking?
Wrap it up.
All right. Oh, sorry. Yeah, I'm Kyle Lees. You can check out my stuff at thekylelees.com. I do, like, prints, and I've got a couple books. Another one coming soon, I hope.
Ooh,
really? I want to get the second book out, like, soon, because I've got all the content.
Yeah.
I just have to format it.
Yeah.
I know how to do that. And I know how to... see you in 5 years. So, maybe in time for Christmas.
That would be cool.
Maybe in time for the holiday season. And I want to start making new stuff. I don't remember, like, a week or so ago? Talking about, like, I went for a walk, and within the walk, I had come up with an idea for a new comic series and talked myself out of it.
Yeah.
Within, like, a 40-minute walk, I was like, yeah, I'm going to start making this. What could I do? How could I do this? Oh, this sounds like a bad... This is a bad one. Well, then I won't do that.
Sounds like you need to have walks that are half as long.
Yeah. Maybe I should just be like Jack Kirby and just do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just get shit
just
done.
Do 10 of them.
Yeah.
Animal. Take a week. You've got yourself about 70 issues of a comic.
Here's 10 things. Which one should I continue on?
Mm. Yeah.
Who are you?
I'm Bri Kotick. I do Welcome to Hereafter. WelcomeToHereafter.com. If the book 4 hasn't launched yet, I'm bad at dates. We record in advance whenever we can. Launches September 19th. So if that date hasn't come yet, mark it in your calendars. Or, you know, you don't have to do that.
Or just go to your website.
And go to my website, WelcomeToHereafter.com, or follow Welcome to Hereafter on Facebook. You can do anything you want. You can do all of that.
You can do anything.
You can do none of it if you don't want to.
Hey, you can do anything.
I believe in you.
You,
the more you know.
Anything.
I believe in you. You should believe in me, too. Let's believe in each other.
I'm Merc.
Hi.
He's going a little bit into the fetal position now.
Yeah, I'm Merc. You can find me at mercasylum.ca, MERKASYLUM.ca. You can find my books. I got 3 graphic novels, one of which is almost out of print.
I got my copy.
Victor's Legacy is almost gone. Like a handful left.
If it's gone, it's gone forever.
Yep, that's
snap
it.
Snap that up.
Not doing it anymore. Also, t-shirts. I have 6 new designs coming out at some point. Some will be available on my website. Some will be available in certain stores, but that will be announced once I have them. You can find me at Merc on Facebook, Mercanaut, like astronaut, on Instagram, and that's about it. As always, thank you to Kenneth Preston Merkley, who is the marvelous magic man with the musical fingers, who gives great massages, but he also makes good music. And he did all the music for us, for everything that you heard in this episode.
And when he gives a massage, his musical fingers are...
Yeah. Oh, my back is like a xylophone.
Yeah.
Well, I am a spooky, scary skeleton.
Yeah. So you can check him out. Look up Kenneth Preston Merkley, or probably more under Ocean City Defender, which is, he's got a couple albums under that name, but he also does some film score work and stuff that he's been working on recently. So
if you're looking to score something, we know
check him out. Yeah, totally. We can hook you up.
Mm-hmm.
And let me just say that all 3 of us, we do commissions.
I do in theory, that's true. I've had a few requests and I haven't really done anything yet. I'm scared.
Don't be scared.
Help me out. Walk me through this.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Take his commission blossom.
Kiss from a rose.
Well, I've got a commission for you, and it's a picture of Blossom. And also Blossom the Powerpuff Girl.
Oh, come together at last.
Note. Yeah.
Just Blossom the Powerpuff Girl wearing a crazy, crazy 90s hat. Ah, damn it.
Do you mind if I...
Go for it. Go for it.
Thank you.
Yeah, go for it.
All right, so at decalies.com, there'll be a very new print coming up
soon. All right. So thanks for joining.
I don't want that one.
I'm going to look at this note in 2 weeks and be like, Blossom, what the f*** am I talking about? And then in 3 weeks, I'm going to hear it on the episode and be like, oh, I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
But Bryce smart. Nah. Hey, you trying to end an episode? Hey, it looks like you're trying to end an episode.
We got you an hour and a half because I'm sure it's the one I'm editing.
How long is it?
Nope.
We just passed an hour.
Whoa!
It just felt like an hour and a half.
Sweet Jesus, yeah.
I'm not wearing a watch.
See you next week.
Yep.
Oh boy, I gotta go home and go to sleep.
That's
the ending right there.
I'm a Garrett!